A federal judge recently ruled that the state violated the Clean Air Act with its expansion of the Charter Street coal-fired plant on the UW-Madison campus. But the Sierra Club has also been raising concerns about other state plants in Madison, Waupun, Oshkosh, and Chippewa Falls, and UW power plants in Eau Claire, River Falls, Superior, La Crosse, Oshkosh, Platteville, and Menominee. Under a new consent agreement, the state will review whether the other plants comply with pollution laws and fix any problems by the end of 2009. In Madison, the state will cut coal use at Charter Street by 15% next year and study whether the plant can be replaced. Sierra Club member Gary Werner says there should be less nitrogen, sulfur, soot, mercury, and carbon dioxide pollution.
You know, the governor has said, rightly so, that we should be a leader in the effort to stem global warming. We should be cleaning up sources of pollution and things like this, and we simply want the state to be the leader.
Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he agreed to the settlement to achieve environmental compliance at all state-owned heating plants. He also says he wanted to limit the state's growing exposure to the Sierra Club's attorney's fees. The Sierra Club admits it doesn't know the taxpayer costs of cleaning up the power plants, but says the costs will only increase the longer the state waits. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.